The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with MasterCard.
Now, what age are you? The question has recently become more complicated. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who is aged 40, was surprised to learn that he had the metabolic age of a 53-year-old. So, I bet you're wondering, what's your metabolic age? And did you know that different parts of your body age at different rates and that a woman's brain is on average 4 years younger than a man's of the same age? To tell us more about this, Professor Luke O'Neill.
Isn't it great, Pat? these scientific facts are fascinating, aren't they?
You see, I always thought that women matured much faster. I mean, an 18-year-old schoolgirl could buy and sell an 18-year-old schoolboy.
Yeah, but her, and her brain is younger, Pat, is amazing. 4 years younger. So if you take a woman who's in her 40s and a man who's the same age, her brain is 4 years younger than his biologically. Isn't that a fascination?
You know? Now, but with age comes wisdom. Does that mean the man is 4 years
wiser? Oh, there's
wiser?
A good question. Yeah, although they do think that's why women have less cognitive decline, you see. So women stay smarter longer. You know what I mean? Men are inclined to go into cognitive decline more quickly because their brains are actually older than the women's are. That's one consequence of that study. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Now, we also want to talk about the effects of smoking on aging and metabolic age and all the rest. But first of all, what is metabolic age?
Yes, it's a fascination, but it's true, you see. So your body ages biologically as you get older, you know.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, you may have more fat or muscle, and that's really what determines this. As you age, you have less muscle. So every decade after the age of 30, you have 5 to 10% less muscle in your body. You know what I mean? Because your muscles get weaker, I guess, and more fat. That's what you're measuring. And so therefore, your metabolism changes because muscle burns a huge amount of glucose. So the less muscle you have, the less burning of glucose you have. And that's in Varadkar, they measured really his level of muscle versus fat. And he had the amount of muscle and fat of a 53-year-old, you know, as opposed to a 40-year-old, which is his biological age.
And yet he has been working out and exercising in recent years. Now, it wasn't always so.
Yeah,
he confessed to a very bad diet some years back.
Yeah, that could be the reason. He started exercising a bit too late, maybe, and the damage had been done by then, maybe, in a way, you know. But it's funny, isn't it? So his body then is actually the body of a 53-year-old in some ways metabolically. So that's a bit of a disappointment for him.
What exactly do they measure?
Yeah, they measure what's called a basal metabolic rate. So when you're resting, you see how much oxygen is your body burning, and that gives you a measure of how much glucose your body is burning, I guess. And that rate will change as you get older, you know. And
as I say, it slows down. The younger you are, the more you're burning. And I
absolutely.
Mean, it kind of makes sense that people say, well, I still eat the same as I did, but I'm putting on the pounds.
Absolutely. And remember, Pat, middle age is a terrible thing for visceral fat in men. The belly relentlessly begins to grow in middle age. And exercise can help, of course, but it's almost like it's a relentless thing with the aging process. More fat, less muscle, and therefore less oxygen is being consumed because you have less muscle to burn the oxygen is the idea.
Now, if they looked at different bits of you, I mean, could you have bits of you that are older than other bits of you?
Well, this is what was staggering. Yes, one study showed that different parts of the body age at different rates, and they were measuring DNA as ever there. And as you get older, your DNA gets marked. It's called methylation, actually, and the DNA builds up marks as you get older, right? And a certain rate of that. So if I take a piece of skin off someone or their piece of liver or whatever, there'll be a level of marks based on their age, and you can now measure how old it is. And the different parts of the body were aging and the marks were going on at different rates. So the big example for women was breast tissue ages more quickly than the rest of the body. And a woman's breasts, strangely, are 2 to 3 years older than the rest of our body. Isn't
My
that strange?
Goodness.
Yes, it's unusual, yeah. And this may be why breast cancer is a more common thing, because the tissue is slightly older. And of course, as you age, there's more cancer. But that was a strange one. Probably because of so many hormones that affect the breast tissue. It ages more quickly than the rest of the body. And that was one.
There's got to be jokes in there about that.
There may be, but we won't go into that.
That's
right, yes, yeah. And then as you say, Pat, the skin ages at different rates. And as if you're a smoker, that accelerates the aging of your skin dramatically. And of course, we know people who smoke often they're more lined and their skin is older.
So this is not just what we call appearances, you know, that people, when they've a lot of smoke floating around their face, they get yellowed and their teeth yellow. So it's not just an optical thing or a cosmetic thing. It is actually
it's real.
Aging.
Yeah, and the reason is that nicotine in smoke causes vasoconstriction. Little blood vessels in your skin constrict.
Yeah.
And that means less blood is going into your skin. And your skin needs blood. It needs those oxygen and nutrients. And if that's affected by the smoke, then the skin begins to age because it can't repair itself as effectively. So there's very good evidence.
If people got facials regularly, they could offset that a bit, you know, the massaging of the face and so on.
Yeah, and then of course they're also scrunching up their face a lot as you smoke. That causes more lines as well. But the big thing is the nicotine. And it's not just your skin, by the way, but other parts of the skin age. It's under the arms, for instance, in smokers, is much older than other parts of their body. And again, it's the nicotine affecting your circulation then is affecting the blood vessels cells in your skin.
Now, one of the other things is about people who have cancers, for example, that they can look at, for example, a childhood cancer in a particular part of the body and get the age of that particular organ.
That's right. And amazingly, a tumour, Pat, will be 36 years older in age than the tissue beside it. So in other words, that tumour tissue has really aged very fast because it's got cancer, I guess, on average 36 years. And most damaging, brain tumours are really old. So a child, sadly, with a brain cancer, that brain is 80 years old, amazingly, based on these marks.
On these comparisons.
To, say, a non-cancerous brain, if you will. So that's really good evidence that cancer is somehow tied into this process. And if your tissue ages too quickly, you're more likely to have tumours in that tissue, is the idea here. But cancer is the big thing to look at in this regard.
And one of the texts: "Oh, Pat, this is just another fad and nonsense to get people to worry and spend money on. Just eat a varied diet, get moving and get living."
Very true. Absolutely. And for more, as ever, Pat, take more exercise. That keeps your muscle up, and your metabolic rate then is better because you're more muscle in your body and you have less fat. So you don't need to spend any money on this. We all know that if you just take more exercise.
And the varied diet, if you've got lots of roughage and all the rest of it, then you won't put on as many pounds.
Absolutely. Simple things can be hugely beneficial here, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I suppose one of the things that we forget about is that often people become almost inadvertently or unnoticeably inactive as they get older.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a babby or two, you're sitting on the couch, rocking one of them to sleep, you're up telling stories, you're not out training for the marathon.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And in fact, all you need is 150 minutes a week, they reckon, is enough. Of not rigorous exercise, just walking faster even is enough. You know, so you don't need a huge amount of exercise to keep the muscle going in a way. And if you don't use it or lose it, it's kind of the message here.
Knowing this now, and I think the T-shirt getting the fright was probably a good thing because it kind of alerted people to the way our bodies age. Is there anything that science can help us do to reverse this to be able to do what we like and still not age?
You mean have your cake and eat it, for the usual thing? Yeah.
Yes, well, again, Mrs. May.
Exactly, yeah. Now, if it's to do with the DNA being modified and the methylation, if you could slow that down, you see, and stop the DNA being modified, if you like, you may reverse some of these effects of aging, I guess. And they're trying to do that now, to study this in more and more detail, I guess.
But that is the clock. We're waiting for the pill.
We are waiting for the pill. What was great about it was they were able to age someone with 96% accuracy by measuring their DNA marks. Okay, so if you give me a tissue sample from someone, measure the DNA marks, you can tell what age they are just looking at the DNA. Isn't that amazing?
Like,
it's really
accurate. Like the rings in a tree.
Very similar, precisely. And of course, forensics are going to use this apparently with samples from crime scenes. You can age the person who was at the crime scene based on DNA. Isn't that incredible? one use of this, I guess.
A final text on this. Diet. I am 66. My metabolic age is 41, says Elizabeth.
Fantastic. Isn't that Elizabeth exercises? That's the real reason for that. You know, isn't it brilliant?
And while he's out running, hit by a bus. End of.
That's right. Sadly, yes.
All right. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much.